the dialect of Coniston, Lancashire, Mr. Boss Turnbull, aged 74, and Mr. Tom Burkett, aged 69, both quarrymen, natives of Coniston, recorded at the home of Mr. Burkett in June 1954 by Stanley Ellis.
I can't touch it. His books and set it down, but it's all easy. It's a damn nice job. I mentioned Clippin's.
Eh?
He said, Salom said, that's the yarn mate, cut the east. He looked, who's that? See, I said, they're going to Burkett. By God, he come setting in. I thought he'd get nobody last night. I said, last night, no bloody fears. So I fetched my jeep up, he said, and I fetched him to yonder sister. And he come around there to look. And if he get up, I got him, and he land up with him. He just wants news, and I thought, couldn't he? I said, it was two walk talking. He said, that's his foot, that don't work. His wife, he said, it's your wife could hear it to someone. I thought, his wife could hear it. When she got in there, she can hear it in there after. He can record it off there.
He'll put a record, he'll give a record, like, play the record after. I'll see. What has been saying to say?
Now, what did you mean?
Can you remember when Cumbells was here?
Aye.
Cumbells was here, Donna's son.
Aye.
They had a record of what conversation that was going on.
I said something about his wife could hear it. I said, that's the Coniston look. I didn't know him bloody different.
Yes, that's his job, now they'll see.
I wonder what poor Jane has thought if she's been here in land boxes, land up like that.
I wonder what they were going with.
But I thought I wouldn't make Burkett last to eat anyway, and laugh against mad. Now we're getting mad because it's just a bit of, it's nought and all. A bit of company. But by God, he's took a leg into our house somewhere. Eh? He seems to enjoy it.
He
lent up last night. He come yesterday morning, someone sent to Mr. Turnbull, Mr. Boss Turnbull. And I wasn't in, I was working. He said, well, I'll be up tonight to see him. But lent up about 6 o'clock. By God, he stopped at 9:20, questioning him. Asking all kinds of bloody questions. And I couldn't answer until I won't answer them. Well, I'll come and see you again tomorrow. And I took back 2 o'clock, fair on. And he stopped till about five, when you, four or five. Got to yard up there and always said I could manage it. Touch them good things up. Well, bloody thing way beyond now, is it? No. Yes, it is. Smoke beyond
the wind. Yes, it's...
It looks working, I know. Things are never brighter, lass.
Never brighter.
Coming here laughing all the time.
Aye.